This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Wheel Hero, get the lowest price on steel and alloy wheels. Save $90 off on wheel plus tire package with code MMA90. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 726.
726!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
I forgot my Bears hat. I meant to wear it. Go Bears!
Bears! They're still a team?
They're still a team. But the life of a Bears fan. Now they're going to the Super Bowl.
Pretty much, right? Game.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
That's how I believe it before everything starts, you know?
Do we actually look like we had an offense? We've run a crazy shit. Flea flicker play. Caleb Williams throwing darts.
He has the most touchdowns in the NFL as a quarterback right now.
He does? I didn't know that. Yeah. Whoa.
Yep. And like everything worked pretty much. I mean, the defense could be a little better, but you know, they stepped up when they needed to. They had three picks. Was it Edmonds had two? And
no penalties. Well, penalties, but no not many.
And nothing
no,
that
no interceptions
derailed anything. Yeah. And the offensive line was actually offensive and blocking people.
Yep.
I mean, across the board looked good. And I have a new attitude going into the game. I went in with, let's see how bad they're going to lose today. And that changed the whole perspective. So I wasn't mad. And it just kept feeling better and better, the better they did. Where normally I go in, like, they're going to fucking win. And then I get pissed off because it's not going the way it should. So I have to start off thinking they're going to lose and how bad it's going to be and be turned around in my opinion based on how they play. Seemed to work this time around. And then how about how fired up Ben Johnson was after the game and go,
heck yeah, he was wild, man. They were going crazy in the locker room.
That's what you want to see is some enthusiasm, because on the sidelines, that guy is Mr. Stoic.
Yes.
No expression. We just had a flea flick fucking touchdown. I don't know. He threw the ball like 62 yards in the air. Like a perfect execution. I had the Swift throwing the ball back to him wasn't perfect. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like rainbowing it back to him. I'm like, yeah. Cool, man. It all worked out. And no reaction from Ben Johnson. Just, okay, yeah. Cool, man.
That's how we're going to be. He probably still sees all the mistakes.
He does. It's good.
He's like, nope, that wasn't right.
That wasn't right, DeAndre. Nope. I think the biggest hole that we still see is running back. We have no running game.
I wish we had Montgomery still, but we do not.
Well, I look back at that draft and I go, God damn, there were so many good running backs and we just refused to take one until the seventh round. Like I forgot who the other guy, I think he's on the Giants. What the hell is the guy's name? Cam Scettabo or something. I forgot what his name is, but he's doing really well. He runs almost like, who the fuck was it in Tampa Bay? Mike Allstadt. Who just it was like bowling ball through people.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. And I almost bought a Tampa Bay hat because I almost converted to a fucking Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan.
That's it. You're gonna go all the way to Florida? Like a true Chicagoan. I'm going to Florida.
Well, you know, they had like the throwback jerseys and logo on today or yesterday. So they're rocking there's a nice orange baseball hat. I was like, oh, it looks pretty sweet. Maybe I need to have a second team. Support Baker Mayfield out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, good stuff. We got the Raiders next week. So it'll be interesting. I think we have a chance to go 2-2. 2-2.
That's all we asked for. Like, go 2-2 at the break.
That's what you said. Yeah.
And I said, I think it's going to take a good 4 weeks to get this shit sorted out.
The Bears are actually underdogs for that Vegas game, which seems a little odd, but again, they haven't won on the road, and this was like their first home win in, I don't know, fucking year or two. I don't know. It was a long time since they had a home win. So future looks bright, and I don't know why Caleb still gets all this shit from everyone. They just won't accept, like, he's a good quarterback. Is he great? I don't know yet. He's pretty fucking good.
Give him some time. Yeah.
Yeah. Let him and Ben work this shit out.
He looked good this week. Yeah, I will say yes. He looked good.
Yeah. Season of learning, right? And if he keeps getting better, like, what are we going to get? I mean, four fucking touchdowns. I mean, yeah, he missed a couple open guys. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. He didn't get picked off missing open guys.
Nope.
I think there was only one deflected ball that had the potential to get intercepted, but did not.
Yeah, so go Bears. I'll wear my hat next week. Hopefully, I'll remember.
I'm back in. Even though I swear week, them off.
Like, next week's going to be like, I'm off. These guys suck. He's going to have the Tampa Bay hat. It's going to be
maybe.
Awesome.
I might. I might. Just out of spite. What
kind of hat you wearing there, Matt? You're like, nothing?
Nothing. Well, it's always weird because when you wear these weird offshoot hats, what was I wearing? The Seattle
Sounders?
No, the fucking hockey team.
Oh, the Kraken?
Yep. So I was wearing that because I like the logo. And then some people are like, fucking, what is that? I'm like, it's the Kraken, man.
Yeah.
Or they know it and they're like, oh, are you from fucking Seattle? You're wearing a Kraken hat. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? Like, it's so, that's like so obscure of a logo. And then especially a hockey team.
Yes.
You know, I like to find the obscure hats. I think I'm going to buy that throwback Tampa Bay one. It looks pretty sweet. And I thought the Cleveland just put out an Indians hat, like with the old Indian logo.
Oh, I love that
it.
Old school hat. Yeah, with the little Indian guy.
Yeah. I'm like, that's cool.
Are they still the Cleveland Indians?
They changed it to, like, I don't know. What's Washington? Washington used to be
Commanders.
Redskins, and now they're the Commanders. Cleveland, they're like the Guardians or something fucking stupid. I don't know. Okay. I think you just go back to the classics. Like, why do we have to change things?
Yes.
So, where do you want to start?
Oh, I don't know.
Switch over to MMAs.
Oh, yeah, here. On this day in history, September 22nd, 2012, so 13 years ago, John Jones makes his fourth defense of that light heavyweight title, and he submitted Vitor Belfort with an Americana. And I will show you the picture. Here we go. If I can figure out how to share Zoom. God, boom. There it is. I think that's a TRT Vitor Belfort.
Yeah.
Pre-TRT or right at TRT? I thought it was like
that was TRT because he also armbarred Jones and jacked his arm up. Remember
that was okay. Same fight.
Because then we saw him, I think it was shortly after that when we were at that event at the United Center.
Yeah.
When John was backstage. And I don't know if he had his arm in a sling, but he was not 100% when we saw him. His arm was fucked up. And we're sitting at that table going, should we be able to, can we video him? Can we get some video of this motherfucker behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was a great fight. Those are the glory days. Everyone's sauced up and shit's going down. John's creative, you know.
Full massive. Frank Mir is like drinking all the protein shakes.
It's like, I gotta get swole, man. That first fight
against possible to fight this guy.
Brock did not work out. So I gotta get as big as I fucking can. It didn't work out. But that's just, I miss those days of everyone jacked up, especially the heavyweights. That was so fun. All the guys so jacked. And get rid of that stupid fucking weight limit. 65. It should just be whatever. It's whatever. Maybe that's what they could do. So we're gonna talk about the UFC White House card. So
a
couple of updates on that. So Dana White said, what I want to do is I want to build the best card that we've ever built. That just makes people go crazy. It'll be live and free on CBS from the White House. And then he was talking about this. There's some renderings of it.
Did you get it? I have it if you don't have it.
Yeah, go ahead. You can post it. He's talking about this like St. Louis arch over it.
Yeah, looking like this. This is from MMA Fighting. I mean, this is kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, it looks fucking awesome like this. I just worry if there's rain.
Oh, is there more?
If there's inclement weather.
There's not more. Yeah. Oh, well. Gonna have to
I've open. Got like the the other view from the monument. So like the front. And then they're going to put a couple big ass screens.
The weigh-in, God. The weigh-in's at the monument or is that the press conference?
Both. It might be the press conference. And I think they're going to have a view party somewhere. I forgot where he said, but they're going to have, because I think it's, you can only get 5,000 people on the lawn. And then they want to have, I think, 85,000 people at the, maybe at the Washington Monument and set up the screens over there. So I'm just imagine, like, I think they did that for Forrest Gump when you just have them in front of the monument. I think that's the scene, right? When they're when he's up there. CGI. Yeah, they're not going to have all those people, but for this event, they will. This will be the biggest thing ever. This is so fucking cool. People don't even understand.
Something June next year, not 4th of July?
Yeah, I think it's the end of June because I think logistically there's too much shit going on in July to pull that off on the actual 4th of July, but they should make it a Pride Rules event.
God.
They're just soccer kicking people on the White House lawn.
Well, I'm it's going to be a pay-per-view for sure.
No, you just said it's free on CBS.
Oh, it's free on CBS. Okay.
Yeah. But like the biggest event ever. And then, you know, McGregor's talking. He's saying he's going to finally fight Michael Chandler at the event. And I'm going, is he fucking just trolling him?
I think he's totally trolling.
Because he's, I don't know how long he's been talking about fighting Chandler.
Forever.
I think he should just fight Nate Diaz for the third time.
I'm fine with that. But, you know, yeah, Chandler wants to do it. But I just don't see it's happening. I don't even think Connor's going to fight on the card.
No, he's going to. 100% so? He's fighting. Yeah. He's headlining. But you don't want him to fight someone who's going to wrestle him or kick him in the legs. Chandler would be a good opponent, though. Chandler will give you a fight. He'll give you the fight.
I just wonder if Connor's ready for that, but that'd be exciting. I think Chandler, if he just goes crazy, that could be one of the most exciting fights, or it could be Jose Aldo.
It could be, right? You never know. 1,000,
2,000, 3,000. Oh, it's over.
Oops. You haven't seen Connor, like, really from that leg break injury.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
like,
the hard part.
How does he look? The mental game. I feel like he's mentally strong, but and after that kind of injury, no one's a fucking 100%.
No.
Especially if you start getting kicked in that soft leg. Well, it's probably
not gonna
titanium.
Want that.
No.
You're not going to want that.
And then still on the White House and potential fights. So Ronda Rousey got back to training MMA. I guess she did like 6 months of training. And she said, I'm finding my love for MMA again. The last 6 months have been an absolute blast. Feels like I have so much left to grow and without the weight of the world on my shoulders. So nothing's holding me back. And she posted some images or some video of her hitting the pad. So I think the first part of the video is her just getting back to hitting pads. And then it's 6 months later. And it's pretty fucking night and day, and I will say her striking looks way better. It's way loud.
Yeah, I have no volume.
But yeah, I'm sharing volume, and it's not coming across. That's weird. So share sound's working for me, but not for you. And you got nothing.
Now I have audio.
Okay. But this is like day one back.
Yeah, she looks pretty stiff.
Yeah, that's how she looked normal, right? I don't know why we gotta film everybody else.
You got the baby.
And mommy.
It looks like she leaned up too. She looks leaner than ever.
Yeah, that does not look bad. Like, that looks better than she's ever looked. Like, it's so wait a minute. Crisp.
What's happening here? Why is she doing all this?
You obviously White House card, Ingo.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
But here's the question, because wasn't she claiming she had fucking spinal bifida or, I don't know, some concussion,
disease.
Some
we
kind of
We spent like
bullshit.
A month talking about every disease at every show.
Right.
She had a lot of issues.
Right. So, I don't know. Can we do one thing for me?
What? Cyborg?
Yes. That's all I want. Ronda Rousey, Chris Cyborg. You're absolutely fucking White
I don't know.
House.
At that weight you just saw her at, she might be too small for Cyborg. She looks really lean.
I know. But I guarantee, just make it 45. Let the ladies eat. She doesn't look, she looked in like 35 shape right there.
Yeah.
Or you do Misha Tate versus Ronda, but I really want to see Ronda and Cyborg. We've already seen, I want to see fights we haven't fucking seen.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Do the Cyborg. Pride rules.
Or you should do just Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey, and Cyborg.
Maybe.
At the same time. Yes.
In a three-way scissor fight.
Three-way bout.
However that works, three scissors. Got like something in my eye.
We should probably do some sponsors real quick, eh?
Yeah, go ahead.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners free from questionable ingredients and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
And they just came out with a new scent, the Great Wave. What's it like? It's paying homage to the iconic Japanese painting, The Great Wave. The scent evokes the moment just before the wave crashes as yuzu and a saltwater accord fill the air with energy. Sea moss adds a verdant twist as hinoki grounds the scent like calm in the eye of the storm. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. Just like that. Back to the show. What else is going down?
What else do I got? Ben Henderson got choked out at a jiu-jitsu event over the weekend. Did you see this?
Yeah. It's weird because he was always known for having crazy submission defense.
Here he is. He's on the bottom against Armand Tsarukyan. And a little arm triangle. I love the arm triangle. That was my favorite when I was.
I always had a hard time getting it.
It's hard. I think I didn't. It's hard to get, but if you can, man, once it's on there,
I can get into the position, but I had a hard time finishing that.
Good night. Yeah. So that happened.
Yeah, and then afterwards, he's asking Armand, like, how did you get me? And he was showing him, like, they're going running through it. He's like, oh, you mean like this? I'm like, cool. I like that. Dana White was talking about the Paramount deal. He said it will deliver one of the busiest fight calendars ever. So it includes 44, this is in 2026,
yeah,
44 UFC events.
It's nuts.
Somehow they're going to get 16 to 18 Zuffa boxing cards, which I didn't know was happening. They get 14 UFC BJJ tournaments and 12 power slap shows. And he says when these numbers are his current plan, final schedules may shift once the deal kicks in. But I didn't realize it was getting boxing, BJJ, and power slap also as part of the deal. But I guess when you're paying $7 billion or something.
Yeah.
You fucking take everything.
You can
do
whatever you want. Yeah.
Take everything.
You want some events. Do it all.
You want a little on the side, you can get that too. Little lady friends.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking to that, like Netflix was talking about the discussion they had with the UFC.
Yeah.
Their model, they were saying their model is like big events, one-offs kind of thing, And they were fine with that, even having the UFC do it without charging for the pay-per-view on their platform. But they didn't want to carry the volume of the other like 30, 40. Like, they didn't want to do this, what Paramount wanted to
they
do.
They wanted quality and not quantity.
Yeah.
Like the normal fans want.
With your garbage. Give us right. only the premium stuff. And sure. the UFC did not want to do that. So it's wild.
I know. And it's so weird because when we were talking about places to go for the UFC, Paramount wasn't even on the fucking radar. No. They just came out, swung the biggest stick, and away we go. And it's in the end going to be so much cheaper for the fans. Like, holy shit, you're going to save probably $1,000 by being on Paramount. Like, they're absorbing all the costs. So it's really good. It's super fan friendly. And hopefully there's some incentive to put on some good fights, because I don't know where the pushback comes, because the UFC gets their money. They just have to put events on. Doesn't mean there has
Maybe
to be
it's
quality.
A volume contract.
It is
60 events next year.
It is. Cause I remember that was happening during like COVID and Fight Island. They're like, fuck, we're contracted. We need to do these events. We got to fucking figure out how to make it happen. And I think that's part of the reason why they ended up in fucking Abu Dhabi, like doing Fight Island, because you had to make that happen. Yep. Otherwise you're in breach of your contract. I don't know if there was even like some weirdo clause, like, I don't even know what that you call that. Is that an act of God? Not really.
No.
That's just some shit happened, and
some
we can't
happened.
Have
Doesn't
events.
You're going to make good on your contract.
Go to another country.
COVID schmovid.
Yeah, fuck your schmovid. We're going on a beach. We're having fights, bitch.
Yes.
Oh, that was awesome.
I mean, I guess it helped them grow, right? They grew.
It was the only sport happening at the time. And then everyone else was like, we can have some events, but it's outside and no fans, or it's inside and no fans. Like, so ridiculous. Anyway. What else is snapping in?
Remember the Raha Jackson thing that happened a few weeks back? Well, they finally arrested him in LA County last Thursday. And I think they're holding him on like 50,000 bail. So
yeah, he got some felony charges.
He's getting charged with some stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised it took that long, but I think the wrestler had to actually officially press charges before they go and fucking arrest him. Which is weird, because everyone could see that's a pretty clear fucking assault. Like, there's no world is that fucking acceptable, what he did. No. So I don't know why we had to wait almost a month to actually fucking charge a guy and arrest him. But yeah. And it's weird because he's in a state, I guess, with actual bail. Not like fucking Illinois, where we have this
no bail policy.
Yeah, just fucking arrest people and let them go. It's cool. Yeah. No. Not like I have a fucking neighbor that had the whole police department in my town come with fucking guns drawn and shut my street down. And, you know, they held her for 2 weeks. And then apparently she just, you know, back out and fucking, you know. I digress. Let's see what else is happening here. I saw John Jones and Sugar Ray Leonard hanging out together.
Sweet.
Let's see. And Sugar Ray Leonard's 69 years old, and he wanted to show off his speed to John Jones. Okay. You know, for 69, that's fucking quick as shit.
It is really quick. They say you don't lose your speed. Wait, that's power. I don't know. He hasn't lost.
You don't lose
speed,
your power, but he looked. Yeah. That's faster than I am.
Yeah.
Faster than I've ever been. By the way. Like, he still got his fucking hands. That's like 70 years old. That's insane.
Yeah.
Maybe he should come back. I jest when I say that, with all these stupid fucks talking about that fucking, what is it, Mike Tyson and whoever he was fighting, Floyd Mayweather?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then whoever Jake Paul is fighting, was it Gervonta Davis?
Tank, yeah, here, I'll show you. I was gonna bring that up next.
Yeah,
here's them in a stare down. Look how much
he's
bigger.
Like 8 feet taller.
He looks like a little midget on the left, and Jake looks like his dad. Like, this is weird.
Yeah, Like, I'm gonna fucking beat you like a bald-headed
I can't
stepchild.
believe they're like even remotely close in weight.
It's not, they're not. That's why it's like some weird exhibition. He's at least 60 pounds heavier.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that much. I thought it
It's
was
huge.
like 20 pounds. Okay.
Well, it depends what he's weighing these days, but I thought Jake was like
That
220. Like
big old belly.
he got
Love his commercials.
fucking jacked to fight Tyson. I want to say he weighed 220-ish for that. I know he was boxing at 185, but he fucking beefed up for a while. And again, he's just fighting undersized guys. Well, in this case, a super undersized guy. Because I would venture, I don't know what that guy fights at, but I was gonna guess 135. Can I look that up real quick? Let's see if I can spell his name. Yeah. His last fight, he weighed 133.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
So that'd be like me fighting fucking Demetrius Johnson or like fucking Dominic Cruz.
Oh, my God. We saw Demetrius Johnson before. That guy's so fast. I don't even think
They,
you could
well, he
beat.
would light me up with the
You couldn't even
speed.
touch him. You'd be
I
like, get
wouldn't.
over here, and he'd be over there. Like, come on.
But if he's way past his prime and
Oh, yeah,
older,
you have a chance.
he's not knocking me out.
No, he might just pepper you to death with a
Yeah,
10
you would
million
pepper me to
hits.
death.
And you could be like, what the
My
fuck?
cardio probably not the best.
Where did he go? So fast.
Yeah, but that's basically the size difference here. Like we're talking fucking 70 pound, 60, 70 pound difference.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Did you see the payroll? Someone posted this. This is Happy Punch. The Canelo Alvarez, Terrence Crawford, what they
No.
made versus what the UFC fighters will make in the same period. So they made about 200 million combined. And the estimate for all of UFC roster for 2025 is about 210 million. So just those two for that one fight.
That's insane. I'm trying to like wrap my head around that. They made so much money. And the MMA guys make, I do you think it's heading that in anywhere near in that direction? Is that as in the next 10 years, they're gonna MMA guys will be able to make that kind of money?
Never.
No.
And what happened? Because I thought the UFC said, oh, we're gonna bump the fucking bonuses. They didn't bump
Like a hundred
shit.
thousand or something, or
They
yeah.
didn't do shit. They did it for like this event. I think they paid 100,000 for the boxing. I don't know if they did fight of the night, but they gave $100,000 bonuses. Like I haven't heard jack shit. They said they were gonna do shit for UFC. They have yet to announce that.
Yeah.
So odd. You're gonna get 7 billion quadrillion dollars. Maybe we can pay people. We're gonna eat another lawsuit. I'm just saying. What else is going on out there?
I have one more story and then I have I thought I had a KO thing and then some knowledge. Okay.
Okay.
EJ Penn got arrested again. So it happened again for the fifth time.
Oops, it happened again. You go.
Yes, he got bail also for 2 grand.
Yeah, that's kind of cheap if Raja got 50 grand.
That's Hilo. I mean, he didn't do anything. He's just like being weird and threatening people, you know. He
Well, it was
didn't
it
body
one of
slam
his
and kill anybody.
parents again?
Yeah.
Well, he technically lives across the street, so I don't know if his location is technically violating his terms.
Yeah.
Is I don't know what the restraining order is. Is it
I'm
200
assuming he can be in
feet?
his house, so.
Right, but he could see the other house. Like, that's my house. You're in my house. Like, you probably need to move out of the city. Just be
I
safe.
agree. You get the hell out of there.
Because it's just like we're watching a train wreck. I don't like it. How do we help the guy? How does anybody help him? Can we like,
Get him out of Hawaii, probably get him away from his
yeah,
family.
fucking Fight Island. Let's go. Fight Island
And
reality.
live with other fighters and be friends and be Buddhists. They can be
Oh,
like
done.
the guys from, was it, is it Casino? Goodfellas, where they're like shaving the garlic and
oh yeah, they're in prison using a razor blade trying to get it as thin as possible.
Yeah,
that's how we used to try to cut it in college. Like, that's like a legit Italian thing, because our roommate Pesci and I would always be cutting the garlic, trying to slice it like that, but with a butcher knife, trying to get it like, how thin can we slice this fucking garlic,
yeah,
man?
so it caramelizes and
Reagan
disintegrates.
is fucking big ass stir fry. So he's good. Well, let's see what else is happening. Melvin Guillard announces his retirement after snapping an 11-year losing streak.
So he wins after 11 years. He's like, okay, I gotta
Holy
retire.
fuck. I better
Oof.
check out.
That's
Let
it.
me pull his record up here.
Oh God. I think he's
I
like,
don't see a fucking win on his record. Hang
I
on.
bet he's like 15 and like 38 or something
There's
crazy.
no win. They're lying. Unless it was in boxing or something. It wasn't MMA, because I just see nothing but losses. Go back to 2014, and then fucking Jamie Varner, Donald
Man, he lost a
Cerrone.
lot more than he
I
won.
know. What's his overall record? 32-24, two draws, three no contests. I think there was a cocaine thing in there for a while.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. I got about, I don't know, five or six more things. What do you got? Just do
I
you
have
have a
like a submission thing. It's kind of, I'm using it as a KO because I couldn't find a cool KO I like, so I'm using this.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Okay, so there was a women's jiu-jitsu match, and I just want you to take a look at this. I can't play the audio because it's going to be too loud because it's freaking Instagram, but here they are grappling, right? And she thought that there was a, you can hear there was like a noise that happened, and she thought the woman on the bottom was like, "Hey, I'm sorry, was that your jaw or whatever?" That and actually what happened was is the woman on top, her arm freaking broke. They'll show the replay here in just a second.
It's kind of like when Tim Sylvia got his arm snapped. He's like, "Ah, that thing didn't fucking break my arm."
She didn't even know the adrenaline was so high.
Yeah. That is insane.
Oh, here it is. Okay. There it is. Bunk. You can see it.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild that you don't feel that. Like
Exactly.
that's
So I'm
how amped
wondering
up
if
you
it's
are.
like the adrenaline's rushing through, but you'd think you'd feel fucking broken bone. Holy shit. And I don't know if that's the women seem way tougher
Yeah.
when these things happen.
They
Like they
are.
fight like who is it, Miesha Tate? Didn't she fight through some kind of
Well, they
shit
do. I think
too?
women do have a higher pain tolerance. That's the thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've seen all sorts of crazy shit like that. Alex Pereira is posting some image or some shit. He was saying he's like 2 weeks out from his fight, and he said he weighs 234 pounds right now. So he's got
Whoa.
to cut, oh, I don't know, close to 30 pounds.
Do you think that's insane? He's massive.
Yeah, when's he going to just say fuck it, heavyweight?
I think maybe he was doing that. He's in the in-between phase where he's over, but he can come back down still. Pretty soon he won't be able to. Can we
Yeah.
get him to fight Jon Jones on the freaking 4th of July card?
That's fine.
I would watch that. Heavyweight.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Put that
so
above
gross.
Conor McGregor. I don't want him to headline the card. Fuck that guy.
Who, Connor
Yeah.
or John?
No,
You don't
I
like
think John
John.
Connor, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Connor's annoyed me because of all the it's just
Well,
insanity.
he doesn't seem serious. Like,
No, I liked him as a fighter, but I don't know that he's a fighter anymore. He was a fighter. Now he's something different.
he got too much money. That's
Yeah.
what happened. He got too much money and
Makes
then
sense.
wasn't hungry enough. And then also you got horrific injury too. So
There's that.
it's like, fuck, what do you do? I don't know. Do a little tweet of the week. This person tweets out, "You tell me what the fuck is going on in Starkville? They
Oh,
got
damn.
let's go crazy in the gravy.
Biscuit
Biscuits and
wrestling?
gravely wrestling. $20 cover."
I'm in. Can we go there?
Yeah, it's 5 days away.
I want to see that.
Fuck it. I didn't know that was a thing.
That sounds really messy, but
I want to go crazy in the gravy. Business in gravy.
Show up in your tracksuit.
Yeah. I'm ready to rock, bitches.
I'm in for the gravy.
And then UFC, or it's not UFC, but one of my favorite things when we get close to Halloween is always to see the outfits of fighters and their Halloween costumes. So okay. Kay Hansen's kicking it off a little early. She's doing a little Batgirl. Little Batgirl, hello. Saying hello. She did get a little enhancement, by the way. I'm just saying. Batgirl coming at you. And I saw this weird thing happen in an MMA fight, too. I think I can do some sound here. Let's turn this down a little. So I'll just play this and we'll let hilarity ensue.
Oh.
That doesn't look good, though.
Oh, no. What the? Oh, God. That looks like concrete.
On cement. Yeah, fucking cement. Concrete.
Oh, God.
And then he's like, yeah, my sternum's not broken. I'm still good. It's my coccyx. And then they just, you still go at it. This guy's fucking Matt Hughes and people.
Is this like part of the shtick? Are they for real?
I don't know, but if you go through the fucking ring and land on the concrete, the fight might be over.
That looks like wrestle kickboxing.
It's yeah,
like
it's some kind of weird shit. Yeah. And some Kazakhstan or something, I don't know, some weirdo Uzbekistan country. I just have a KO and then I'm in the knowledge. You got anything?
Nope. Okay. Just a knowledge.
Yep. We'll do one quick KO. I don't know if I can play volume, but we'll go for it. And I may have to blur out said fight. We'll see.
Oh, damn. Good night.
Yeah. Oh, it's like when your head goes down first, it's usually bad. Usually yeah. Bad. And let's go to Knowledge. What you got?
All right. So I want to go back to football for a second because I found this stat from yesterday. Jordan Davis, the defensive player on the Eagles, was clocked at 18.59 miles per hour over the weekend.
And that's really fucking fast for
300 pounds. Can you? Okay. That is insane. Can you imagine?
No, I think my top speed is probably 9. He's probably double my top 9. Speed. I don't know what it is, but
yeah,
it's probably faster. But
I bet you could do 10 or 11, but not for very long.
Not now. I got a bum hip, motherfucker. I ain't running shit.
Yeah, problem at that speed at this age is when you try to stop, anything can happen. You might stop briefly, or you might face plant.
Yeah, he's just doing basic shit, and you get hurt. And you're like, what the fuck, man?
That's so fast, though.
It's so fast. And he looked ridiculously fast, too, on that play. If you saw the replay, I was like, holy shit. All right, let's see what I got. I got a couple things. I don't ever know where knowledge takes me, but here's a woman doing some bag work.
Whoa.
It's crisp punches. I like that snap, you know. It's mesmerizing.
It is.
It's actually working the body.
And really good technique.
Yeah, it's so crisp.
It almost doesn't look real. She's like,
I know, right?
Huh.
Try that, and then I'll close it on this shirt. Mean people suck. Nice people swallow, Ingo.
Oh, man.
That's something you should wear at the Home Depot.
Perfect.
I like that. I think I have a nice day. Go shopping at the Home Depot.
At least it's on the back, not on the front.
Well, who knows what's on the front?
Oh, boy.
Probably tits out in front.
Good point. Yeah, there's like a holes cut out. Yeah. Little stars.
It's getting ready for Halloween. Like those costumes I like to show where the women wear the sheets with the tits out.
Yes.
With, fucking eyeballs, and then they're dancing. Because they like the party. Anyway. I'm just saying, it reminds me of college.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.